welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with defensive end Brandon Graham. I'm proud of you, Brandon, because you've been a defensive end, you've been a linebacker, and now you're a defensive end again. And I wonder how it's all gone, how you've made the transitions back and forth and back again.
I just tell myself it's football, you know, and with anything, if you give me a year to prepare for it, I mean, I think I can do it. And I was just happy to be able to show my worth as far as converting to an outside linebacker because, you know, I played linebacker all the way up to college, and then I gained a lot of weight, and they moved me to defensive end. And my first time going back was actually when Chip came. So,
Are you feel more natural with your hand down or standing up?
More natural hand down, you know, getting off that rock and, you know, just trying to stay in the backfield as much as I can. And, you know, for me, this year I've really been really watching everything I eat. I mean, man, I've been feeling good out there. I just want to be able to go hard all the time and no matter the situation.
So tell me about your diet now. What have you eliminated from your diet?
Well, I don't eat past 6:30.
Okay. You know, nothing.
Nothing.
Drink water?
I drink water. That's it. Like, just drink fluids and stuff like that before I go to bed. And, you know, if I want to have sometimes I give, like, fruit and stuff like that, but nothing crazy. Nothing that can make me full to want to go to sleep. Make me want to go to sleep.
And what has changed? Has it changed your body? Has it allowed you to sleep better? Has it made you feel more alert? What's it done for you?
I don't be as sore as I used to be. I feel like carrying that weight kind of all the aches and pains come from, you know, extra weight on your bones and joints and stuff like that. So for me, I think that helped me out a whole lot. Coming in on Tuesdays, I don't feel as bad as I used to.
Oh, that's great. Even after a Monday night game, you felt okay?
Oh, yeah, I feel good. Even that practice today.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So the key to getting off the ball is what?
Just finding something to look at. That and once it triggers, you know, you get off the ball. And that just comes with time as far as, you know, every day we work get-offs and work. And we always looking at certain things of the ball that kind of give you signs. And then sometimes the man kind of jumps. I don't know if you ever noticed, like, JP and Lane sometimes
jumping early.
So sometimes if I know my opponent, I'll go off the man because I know they trying to get off the ball just as fast as me.
Brandon, I thought on Monday night against Chicago, first play of the game, you came crashing down the line of scrimmage and made the stop on the running play. And I thought that really kind of set the tone for everything. You really like to be the one to go out and make things happen early, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because I know I feed off the energy, too, when somebody else make a play. So I always challenge myself, why can't it be me? And I go out there, and a lot of people is looking for me to make plays. So I just want to go out there and deliver and help this team win.
2-0 football team. Good team, right, Eagles?
Yeah, real good
team. Feel good about this team?
Feel real good about this team. You know, I was, like I said before, I was happy, you know, now that Carson got the job because he just looked like a natural. He looks comfortable. He kind of, you know, already grasped the offense and stuff like that. And I knew this defense. I mean, once we started practicing and stuff like that, it's like we've been together for years and making calls. And, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that we've been missing in the back end, man, that I'm happy about because we always had the front seven, but we all just was kind of out of whack as far as communication, and I think we're good because we're on one page.
And so there's another really good football team coming to town on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of game that you say we're going to find out just how good we are?
Yeah, and I'm happy because we really do have to play good teams in order to get respect, and for us, this is a good challenge for us, and I'm going to make sure that I do my part as far as prepare well and continue to keep doing what we've been doing. That's putting one day at a time and going out there and working hard in practice. And everything I'm telling you in practice usually carry over to the game. So, I mean, I'm just happy that we got a team full of guys that just want to get better and no guys.
The key to bringing Big Ben down, 6 feet, 5, 250 pounds, what do you do to bring him down? Because he's not that easy to bring down.
You bear hug a guy like that and just had a rush, blow the whistle, you know, if you get a hold of him. But, I mean, in that moment, you feel like you play football and you're strong enough. But I've been there, and Ben is real good at shaking people off and keeping his eyes downfield. And one thing I will say, when you take that arm away, you know, as far as his throwing arm, then, you know, that's when you got him. But it's rare because he's a big body.
Go back to 2008. Steelers came to Lincoln Financial Field. Eagles sacked him, I think, 9 times. Dawkins comes flying in, makes the play at the end of the game. Eagles win 15-6. Mm-hmm. Go watch the film.
Hey, I'm going to watch that film.
Brandon Graham. Thanks, man. Thank you. Graham in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.